Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Pantera.
Kestrin Pantera, hi.
Hi, praise all Satan.
How are you, praise
now,
Satan?
Did we talk about Pantera's Pizza with you? Have we talked about that?
No, we haven't. So Pantera is a heavy metal rock band with deep dark undertones, but it is also was a pizza place in St. Louis.
And Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. It's there
Pantera's
too?
Pizza. Okay. I went to Pantera's Pizza when I was around 8 years old and was the most famous person in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I have a frisbee and we got a free pizza for life.
So Pantera's kind of rivaled, I guess, like Domino's, and then it was kind of rivaling Emo's. Emo's is a pizza in St. Louis that is very thin crust. If you ever go to St. Louis,
not at all punk rock.
In O'Fallon, Missouri, still around. Still
Emo's
around.
Is like the sad sack sister of
so
Pantera's
Emo's
pizza.
Is pizza so thin that if it were in L.A., it would have a headshot. Yeah. It's so thin you could slide it under the locked door during
home
hostage.
Of the hunk.
Oh, God.
Get text John Hamm.
He would overdose on Pantera's heroin pizza. Staring at its shoes.
And it's Provel cheese, whatever. Anyway, so, that. By the way, if you hear heavy breathing, that is...
It's me.
It's Kestrin Pantera. And just thinking about Pantera's pizza, it's my dog, Roman. He's wandering around the studio and whatnot.
He's
anyway,
living up to his name.
What I love about Kestrin is she is...
My heavy breathing. My drooling.
Your heavy breathing that you inspire. No, but you are... We bring in here... comedy people, creative people. You're one of the most creative people I know, and you have a movie that is coming out in theaters. I'm going to talk about it in a little bit that you directed, and I'm just so proud of you. But listen, before we get to all that, we got to get to some dumb stuff. Daniel,
sure.
How are you?
We get dumb stories friends. Sent to us.
Sent yes. to us. And by the way, as we're saying, we've mentioned this
yeah. show is evolving.
Show's evolving. It's as sort of we move through October.
We move with the dumb.
We move with the dumb. Jay's. We have so much fun with our Patreon. If you don't join our Patreon, if you're not joining our Patreon, there's new changes afoot there too.
Yeah.
But in the Patreon, that's Jay exciting. And I bring stories in, and Dan gets to play along.
Sure.
And so we're like, aww. Why don't we incorporate that into the actual show, the main show? So now we're going to rotate around, and then we'll all bring
every
stories
show,
in.
One of us will have a story.
I love it. Yeah. I love this
that'll
so much. So let's get into one because it's Friday, and
okay.
we do one big
this
one.
This was sent in by Carlene McDermott. Dermot?
Yeah.
At Shebe Carlene.
This is a woman who sends
it's
in
not
a lot of.
McDermott? Is it Mac?
No, it
Dermot?
Is. I was
Mac
just joking around because she's a lot. She sends it in. And that's said okay. with love.
She yeah, sends yeah, yeah. in a lot of
I was
of
acting
them.
Like I didn't know her name. I know her name very
yes,
well.
Yes.
Give the woman a Mick. Oh. Not a Mac.
A Mick.
Give her no. a Mick.
She's
her
gotten Mick. It. What would you, if you had to guess how many times Carlene's. I've said her name and Carlene has sent in a story.
She sends at
40?
Least.
40?
Yeah, she sends at least 40. 1 to 2 in.
I think she sent 100 stories. Oh, this woman
but
is
I've made
a
the
great
show.
Contributor.
I would say
she's
about
like
40
a stringer
almost
for
a
us.
Year.
Okay, yes. Superstar mode.
Yes. Superstar mode. This great. Woman's great. Okay, so what is this?
She's
one?
Our senior reporter for the Dumb People That's right. Gazette. All right, here's the headline. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Bride planned a fake bachelor party and conned future husband.
Wow.
That's a marriage that's going to last.
She
I don't know if it ever got off the ground.
She planned
a fake bachelor party to con her future husband.
So into, she was already going to marry the guy,
yes.
and then she planned his bachelor party for him.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
To
what
con
was she
going to
do? Was she going to try to...
Get
like,
a stripper there?
She's
going to
see
how,
if he would...
It was entrapment.
Right. She's
yeah.
going to mm-hmm. see... Can
thank
I?
You. That's like a federal offense.
Thank
it?
You.
It is a federal if it, offense. If it crossed state lines, it's a
like
federal
the FBI,
offense.
The FBI could get involved here, right?
Here we go. Allow me to introduce you to the lovely Rachel Doran.
Oh, God.
Whose picture is likely in the dictionary under Why Guys Still Think Girls Are Crazy. Who
so this
wrote
is definitely
this?
A guy
by a dude.
said by a dude, right?
Guys think girls are crazy.
Here's a story to prove it.
Hey, I'm fresh off of Stuff Magazine. We closed down a week ago, and now I work for YourTango.com.
Wait, Dan, what were all those men's magazines?
This is written by Tom Lycus.
Details.
And I'm Tom Lycus.
Well, hang on. Maybe Rachel's crazy. Maybe she could be crazy. Let's give Tom
but
the benefit of the doubt.
But we don't need to paint that broad brush across.
We don't.
Here's what I disagree.
I mean, what were her motives here? Why would one?
Oh, we're gonna get it.
Why would one entrap one's future?
It's because all women are crazy.
It's because he's a piece of shit. I think. might I posture?
Dudes are dumb and girls are crazy. I mean, what's the deal?
He's a piece of shit.
But she's in her brain going like, he's gonna screw up, and I'm gonna catch him, and then when I tell him, like, then I'll have.
Or even worse, she's like, I'll set this trap up, and if he succeeds, then he'll be my
husband.
Like,
what if it's her? Like, what if she's the trap? Like, what if she honeypotted herself?
She puts herself
just to see if he fucked better when she was blonde.
How great would that be? Yeah, and like she gets not plastic surgery, but like gets like a makeup artist to redo.
Maybe she was bored. I mean, maybe she was horny.
She's undercover boss.
This factory worker from England.
Undercover. This is undercover
she's
boss.
The factory
she's
worker.
She's a factory worker from England.
Did you say undercover boss bitch?
Sexy. I'm listening. Go
undercover
on.
Boss bitch.
This factory worker from England seemed to have it all. A solid job, friends, family, and a doting future husband who she was planning to marry in a $6,000 wedding in their hometown.
That's pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah, no need to put the price.
You know, so reasonable.
I'm guessing. Okay, I'm pivoting to trust issues. I think
all the way trust issues. Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Let's open up.
Until Rachel heard that her fiance Chris Mahone had cheated on her.
Okay,
he's a piece of shit.
That's right.
See, there's
so now
always
we're on
a
her
reason.
Side.
She's not crazy. A piece of shit.
Just note that I said heard that he cheated.
Heard. Oh.
Okay.
So we don't know that.
Right.
But
rather
I heard
than just
where there's smoke, there's fire. Is that what we're saying?
Rather than just confronting him about the rumor like a normal person.
Sure.
This guy who wrote this.
Oh, he wrote like a normal person?
Yes.
Oh, this guy hates
fuck
his
him.
Name.
Wait, yes. What's his
I
name?
Agree.
The
what's
journalist
his name?
Is the
what's
dumb
name.
There.
The journalist is the dick.
This comes from yourtango.com, where you know these women are out here trying to take all this money from men.
Yeah.
What if I have not looked? What
I mean,
if
it's
a woman,
gene in women. It's gold digger.
What if
I
a
mean it.
Woman identifying gender name wrote this? Okay.
Mary.
The person who wrote this.
They, them. Who no. is it?
Emily Blackwood.
No!
I think that's a pseudonym.
The hate is coming from inside the gender. The hate is coming
from inside the vagina.
It's the colonization of the mind. Okay, we can keep going. So let's do this. Emily, I'm watching you.
Okay.
We hear you.
Okay.
We hear you.
Like a normal person.
Rather than just confront him about the rumor like a normal person, Rachel
didn't
came up with her own juicy way of getting revenge. Mm-hmm. A plan that has been in the making for at least a year.
What? A year she put up with this? Yeah. The lies?
Yeah.
The betrayal?
The assumed lies.
The assumed lies.
The assumed lies and betrayal. Well, I mean, you don't know if... I mean... I feel like you guys are giving this guy too much of a benefit.
I'm just saying, I don't know what you...
Hey, Britney Spears' lawyer taught me, you don't know what you don't know.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay, hit me.
Continuing
hit me, baby, one more time. Yeah.
Continuing on with the relationship like everything was normal, mm-hmm. Rachel convinced her future husby that she was just the best fiance ever.
Wait, did they say husby or did you say husby?
Husby.
Yes. Okay.
Husby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd mispronounce hubby.
Hubby.
Yeah. Oh, husby.
But husby, I like husby more. I mean,
husby's cuter.
I like husby more.
I call mine a husby. I thought she spied on me.
Yeah. And yours is a husby. Yeah. Like he totally
he
does
husby
qualify
great.
As a husby.
He husby great.
Rachel convinced her future husby that she was just the best fiance ever. It says fiance, but I took liberty.
Okay.
And wanted to plan his bachelor party for him and his pals.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Good.
Side note, in the United Kingdom, that's where this takes place, they call bachelor parties
stags.
Stag parties.
They wrote stag do's.
Stag do's?
Like
yes.
D-U-E-S?
D-O-S. Stag does.
That might be the plural of stag and the plural of doe.
And bachelorette parties, hen parties.
Hen parties, yeah.
So there's that.
That's very embarrassing.
Also, it sounds like I'm just giving my own commentary. They wrote, so there's that. I just want everybody to understand. I feel like our listener can tell when I'm talking and when I'm reading.
Dan, this
in this one, it may be hard.
I mean, this is quality journalism.
I was going to say,
very converse.
Did someone just
very
steal
converse.
Her diary and like print it?
Right.
Way to make
go
it colloquial.
On,
continue.
And because she's just the best, she arranged for the whole group to spend 4 days in Ibiza. Needless to say, he was stoked. To make it easier on her fiance, Rachel collected how much money from each person in the group?
I'm going to let you guys guess. Well, we need for the Molly, the boat ride, right. the plane ride, the hotels,
I love where your brain
the
is
strippers.
Going.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's like 50 times 5. What's that, $4,200?
Well, no, from each person?
$5,000 from each person.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the wedding was $6,000 in, so maybe 12K each?
12K. Jeez, are you saying $4,500 total?
Oh,
from each
for the
person?
No. I'm not doing math right now.
I know you're doing science. Yeah. Plane ride,
plane
hotel.
Ride? But it's probably EasyJet, right? So it's probably like €50 round trip, which equals in American dollars
I've
right
converted.
Now. That's 12 cents.
Mm-hmm. Pretty close.
So, no, I'm going to say $400 per person.
Okay.
So yes. How many people are? Oh, we're just.
You want to change yours?
No. I'm just dogpiling on today.
No.
Pick
one.
A number.
Pick a number.
I'm gonna. Well, because of the $6,000 wedding, I'm gonna say $250.
Okay.
$250 per person. I think she collected $1,000 a person.
Okay. From each person in the group, she collected. Ooh, Roman's getting a guess in.
I know.
That's me.
$530
per
person.
Oh, I was on it. Yay, nice.
That was great.
When the gentlemen got to the airport on September 7th, they were told the tickets Rachel had printed for them were fake.
Ooh.
In complete denial, because, again, I'm reading, not speaking.
And by the way, you know none of them checked it.
So she dumped him. She gripped
him. Yeah, no one checked in
cash?
Early.
No one checked in early.
Yeah, because
no
like,
one...
hey, where's my boarding pass?
Right.
Babe?
So but she had to like do clip art to actually make the boarding pass.
Yeah, they didn't know.
In complete denial, because honestly, who does something like this? That was written.
Ah.
Okay.
The men called the hotel that Rachel had supposedly reserved for them, only to be told again... there was no reservation.
Oh, my God.
So I like her.
She just collected $550 from Everett.
Oh, this is so good.
According to the
groomsmen. Wait, how many people were invited now? So it's 525 by...
According to the groomsmen, Rachel had stolen about how much money in total from all of them before just totally disappearing.
So we have to guess how many groomsmen at 5...
If there's 10 dudes, 5K? Okay.
5,500.
It's almost as much as the wedding.
Jay, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm going to say 8 dudes, so I'm going to say 4,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say there were 15 dudes.
Okay.
So $7,500. Or excuse me, $8,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to find out what is the total take that she got from this fraudulent behavior.
I
because
love
women
her.
Women out here are what?
That's right. But here's my question is like.
And Sklar's, you're in town all weekend doing shows. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to talk about the shows that Sklar's have going on.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Kessler about everything she's got. You're here with DVK in the morning. We'll be right back.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more to People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into Kestrel's
movie. We really
movie,
are going to do our dates.
We are going to do our dates.
Yeah.
Right before we get back to the movie. So it's the 7th as this happens right now, and this drops on October 7th.
Tonight we are in Minneapolis, Randy and I, for
the Thousand Lakes Comedy Festival. We'll be there tonight. And then next week, gang, Jay, look up what theater that is. Okay. You just go to our website, supersklars.com, to get tickets. But we're doing Live Dumb People Town in Nashville, Tennessee at the Hutton Hotel in the Analog Room with Steve Poltz playing music. Stephen Poltz and Dusty Slay is our guest there. The next night, Chicago will be at the Den Theater doing the podcast at 7:30. Yep. Stand-up show at either 9:30 or 10 with us and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be great. We'll lock in our guests for that. We're still working on that. And then on...
Can you get Chicago to play?
I know, exactly.
Oh, that would be so good.
Oh, my God. Sure, I'll call in. And then on Saturday, we're doing... On Saturday, we'll be at the River Spirit Casino in Tulsa. Dan will be in New York City. Mm-hmm. And then...
We're going to be at the Parkway Theater.
In Minneapolis.
At 10:30 p.m.
on tonight as this thing drops. And then on Sunday, we'll be at the Bell House in Brooklyn with Andrew Dismukes from SNL, Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show, and Cutworms, the band. I'm so excited. Just the lead singer, Max, will be playing with us. I cannot wait. It's going to be a blast. So get your tickets, supersklars.com, danielvankirk.com, and then, Dan, you got great stuff going
on. Yeah, tonight I'm in Houston, and then on the 12th, right before we go on our little dumb run, I'm doing Amy Mann and Friends at Largo.
Fun.
Special surprise thing we're doing together.
Fun.
There.
I love
and then at the end of the month, I'm hanging out with our buddies, the Grolics, in Denver on the 29th. Go to danielvankirk.com. And if you're a fan of this show, bring a Dumb People Town story to my shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's cool. All right. So, Kestrin, Pretty Little Problems is a movie that you directed and you got asked, you brought on. I mean, you're such a DIY person. As we are in this podcast world and we do everything, you like to do it all. But this is like you came in and directed this movie that this dude wrote. Fantastic.
Yeah. I got a. I directed a movie called Pretty Problems.
Pretty Problems.
And it is coming to theaters this weekend, October 7th. It's in theaters.
That's amazing.
All over the country. And it's also going to be available everywhere you buy or rent movies, including AMC Plus.
Nice.
Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, what have you. And it's about a normcore couple that gets whisked away on a billionaire weekend. And it's kind of like, you know, what is the bender that happens when one does hang out with? You know, the billionaires are doing something right now this weekend. And you're not invited.
We're not there.
Imagine if you were.
We're not there.
And I will say, relevant to Daniel Van Kirk's interest, is that there is a character who they met at Burning Man named Big Dick Dan.
Of course.
And I won't say if it was. Are not named after you.
Definitely not.
Dan wants to go so badly.
But there's a lot of dicks in this movie. So you know, there's a lot of important films that have come out. Yeah. I like to say that this isn't one of them. So I think your listeners will love it.
I mean,
comedy. Well,
so it's comedy, and it won the audience prize at South by Southwest. Am I right?
Oh, can't
wait. That ain't no joke, y'all.
That is no joke. So and the fact that it's that got picked up and it's in theaters is an accomplishment. And you are now, in my opinion, it takes such a long time. People think like, where'd she come? She came out of nowhere. No, you've been building this over time, but like, I feel like you're poised to now direct a bunch of things and your own stuff too.
Well, I'm excited to just jam pack it with hot sklar activity.
And get a little Dan
Van
Kirk in there.
And a lot of big dick, I'm going to have a big dick Dan character in every movie.
Let's do it.
And it's always a Dan. All my friends are named Dan or Sam or John.
Yeah, you have a lot of Dan, Sam, and Johns. You really do. So I'm just excited for you. Again, Pretty Problems. If it's find out where it's playing near you in the cities. Do you know all the cities it's in?
All the big ones. You know, Chicago, New York, L.A., San Francisco.
Austin.
Houston, Austin. A bunch of places on the East Coast. It's all over the place. I think, you know, it's with IFC Films and, you know, prettyproblemsfilm.com.
When we drop, I'm in Houston this weekend.
Maybe go see it
tomorrow.
Go see it with friends.
Yeah, it's so cool.
So here's the deal, all right? We are in indie sort of, just by being in podcasts, we are in the independent world. Like, in my opinion right now, the only, like, giant movies that come, or movies that come out are Marvel movies and then other stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Marvel movies.
Horror.
That's exactly what I was
They don't need your support. What needs your support are indie films, comedies. That's how we're going to get to see more of them.
Yeah. More dicks.
And you want to see this particular movie make more movies. That's right. So the way to do that is just to go out and support. And I know you guys will. So, and I know we will
as
well.
And give it good scores on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's get a high
score.
Pretty
Problems.
There we go. Let's do that.
All right.
Pretty
Problems. So, and for Patreon fans, I mean, Kestrin is like the ultimate Burning Man person for us. And I can't believe we've never been to one together. So that will happen soon, and we'll get Dan there, which I'm really excited about. But we've spoken about the karaoke RV on this thing before. We've talked about it. It's like my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
The RVIP lounge
and when it becomes the Sklar VIP lounge, it is insane.
And Kestfest.
Kestfest. She just had her birthday this past weekend, so good times all around. But it is so fun and beautiful. And so for our Patreon fans, she's going to tell some Burning Man stories, which I can't wait. Did I tell you guys I went to Burning Man?
I didn't know you went.
You guys didn't know I went.
Don't they call you Sugar Booger out
there?
Yay! Is that your Burning Man nickname?
Hot clip. Anyway, all right, let's get back to the story.
Let's go back to our guesses. According to the groomsmen, Rachel had stolen about how much from all of them before
you
totally disappearing?
You said $5,000, Kestrin. You said
$4,000.
$4,000, mm-hmm. And I said $8,000.
The total amount that she took.
Grifted. What are you going to do with this money now?
Is $15,000.
Whoa!
Consisted of 30 men.
Dude.
So Chris is obviously a popular guy to fund the trip. This is all the article.
Are you going to... What happens after that? You're not getting married.
No!
You're not getting married.
I mean, I think she's moving. She's going to Mexico, baby.
She's going to
one
Ibiza.
One-way ticket. Right, she's out of there. She's going to Ibiza.
That was booked to Ibiza, and that's her.
$15,000. Is not a small amount of money.
No. But it's not a huge
amount. But I don't think it's enough
to
money
start a new life.
You can't buy a life.
To estrange yourself from everyone in your life.
To have to untangle people coming at you.
It's a complicated number.
It's
tricky. You could, like, do a bus wrap for about that much.
Right.
Yeah, like, a bus rat.
What else can you do like for 15K?
When I was, like, when I was putting this into the doc, I was like, what is my never see you again money for everyone in my life?
It's got to be like $700,000.
You
know,
I'm going to guess. It's like $5 million.
$5 million.
Right, but even still, if you genuinely have good relationships and love the people, you know, some people it's like, yeah, very easily never see you
again. Yeah, oh my
God. But if you have good people, the amount of money will eventually, you'll try to give it back. But I'm saying you'll eventually go, oh, this wasn't
it wasn't worth it.
Worth it. Right. It wasn't worth the love and loss of social support.
Right. Yeah.
5 million, 100 million.
But it is up there. It
What is the point of it all if you have no one to share it with?
That's right. You got
to like,
make
what's even the amount to go 5 years without ever. Now, after five, you can talk to everybody again. But for five, you cannot speak to any of the important people in your life.
Oh, my God.
For 5 years.
I couldn't do that.
No amount of money.
Is there a year number? 1 year, you can't speak to your daughters or your wife. You can't see anybody. You're gone for 1 year. But when you come back.
Oh, my God. This is like one of those, like a slumber party game for grown-ups.
This is an indecent proposal.
Truth or dare.
Yeah.
Dude, this could be the new indecent proposal.
Yeah. You're telling me I have $25 million.
I'll do it for $25 million.
What's your mute number?
Not talk to anybody for a year.
Could you like telegram them or like
No communication.
Mentally,
you could
Honestly,
could
if I had right here a case with $5 million cash in it.
That five would be hard.
But are you, Dan? Okay, so here's the other question about it. Do you have time to let them know, or you just disappear?
You just disappear.
Shit.
Yeah, like
the stakes are raised.
Yeah, like because then people are like, because they gotta
they will know that you are not dead and that you love them, but that's it.
Oh my God! So they don't know why you're not.
Okay. So,
but they know you love them, and they know you're not dead.
Okay, so if I
they know you're coming back
together.
In a year.
No.
They don't know
you're coming. Can you choose the year? Because my kids are pretty young right now, but I feel like when they're 15, this could be a great
15, they're going to be glad. They're not even going to notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Okay,
I have a 15-year-old.
I say 500 million and give me 5 years.
500 in 5 years. Okay. I'd do that 5 years.
So you do 100 million for 1 year?
No, 500 in 5 years. I will not talk to my family
for
1 year.
So you're telling me
for five in exchange for $500 million.
So you're telling me if I had $60 million.
No, I said 500.
I know, but I'm saying if I had
trying to get you to do it for
$60 million,
I'm not going to do it for 60.
You are lying.
You think I'd do it for 60?
Yes. Think of all the movies you could make for 60.
I could.
For 1 year.
Mom's making up forever.
You'd set everybody up.
Jason
talked about it. But this is on the condition my daughter must be 15 or 16
years
old.
That's okay.
But as Jason talked about on our Matt Bronger episode, which just dropped.
Yeah.
The marriage capital that the other person has after you being gone for a year.
Of
like, oh, you know what I've dealt with?
You're
Do you know what I've dealt with?
He's going to be doing the laundry forever.
Yeah, okay. You got to
hope that's
that
worth
it.
But I'll have half a B, so I won't need to do shit.
Half a B. That's right.
That's true. A B could hire someone to do
your
laundry.
I could just get
for you.
Randos to come away to my billionaire compound indefinitely.
One of the friends said, we contacted Rachel, and she was adamant that it was genuine. Then she offered to pay for flights to Ibiza right then and there.
No.
So the men.
You got caught.
Took her up on the offer.
Good.
But after that, they couldn't get a hold of her. She just vanished.
So she's amazing. So in the face of them being like,
she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Something must have gone wrong. I'll pay it all right now. And they go, cool.
Let me get my work gloves.
Right.
And then boom, never a poof. Gone.
Oh, I love her.
Right.
She's crazy.
This psycho. She's like my cat.
I mean, the truth is, what if he didn't
cheat
on her?
For anybody who thinks Daniel must read these way beforehand, in the next sentence, the writer of this article says, I'm a woman, and I didn't know that.
I know.
And though this story may have been able to capture the hearts of us women who have felt scorned enough to pull something like this, let me just drop one more bomb on you.
Drop it, girl.
Chris didn't cheat on her.
That's right. I'm saying, what if he did?
So, but let me just say this. For Chris,
I know, but
this is a great moment for him. This is a very revealing moment. It helped him dodge the bullet of this woman for the rest of his life.
That's true. At least he didn't have a child and then have to like go through this like indecent proposal of whether or not to leave her alone for a year for $500 million. Yeah.
Right.
She showed her true colors.
Ready for the next sentence?
She showed who she was.
Well, at least his friends say he didn't cheat.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. So wait a minute. Maybe
does that mean he admitted to cheating? And
no,
his friends are like the cops, like the thin blue line. So, like, we're not going to rat on this guy.
Emily, who wrote this, is saying her source on the fact that he didn't cheat is just his friends.
Yeah, they're going to be like, he didn't cheat. Because they want their
money
back.
Well, yeah, they have his fucking back. They're no narcs.
That's right. They're
not. It happened because she'd heard he cheated on her when he hadn't. This is a quote. Uh-huh. She must have been planning her revenge for months, maybe a year. She's disgusting. After learning about what she did, Rachel's own family basically disowned her.
Wow.
And she was believed to be hiding in a caravan park until police detained her on suspicion of fraud.
This just sounds less like an article and more like a story that one drunk girl is telling another drunk girl at a party. No, wait. So check out. And then Rachel's family, like, basically, destroyed her.
This also kind of sounds like if the Coen brothers made a movie for Bravo.
Right.
I'm bummed that she ended up in a caravan park.
Me too.
I thought that she was bound for Mexico or somewhere.
Her own brother took to social media to publicly call his dear sister, quote, an evil cow.
Oh.
And even grandma.
Cow didn't need
and
to be
even her grandma can't help but talk some smack. If Rosemary was publicly saying negative things about me, I'm done.
Your grandma's always
I know,
you.
But if I had scorned her that much.
Then you've really done something wrong.
They must have loved the husband, and he must have loved her.
Yes.
And that's the true victim of
this. This is a quote from. Her.
Yeah, when her own family is like, they have loads of receipts.
This is the grandma.
This is the grandma.
Her parents are just devastated, embarrassed, and disgusted. They won't even come out of the house, said 81-year-old Monica McKee. We've all.
By the way, Monica is too young of a name for an 81-year-old. I'm sorry. Am I right?
Yeah. We've all done everything for her, and all she's done is throw it back in our faces. She said Rachel hasn't given the money back, even put.
She spent it
on bail.
She said Rachel hasn't given the money back and even put in for a loan under McKee's name.
Oh,
my God.
Under her grandma's name, I guess.
Oh, so identity fraud. So she's got entrapment,
identity fraud.
The grandma says.
Wire fraud, probably.
Yeah. The grandma says, the lad she was going with, he was a lovely lad. I wouldn't even have her back at my door. I wouldn't even have her back down my garden path.
Wow.
Ooh.
Grandma's dropping garden path restrictions.
Garden the grandma's got garden path friends who aren't allowed
some
in the door.
For the garden path.
Hey, you're just in the garden path. Garden path buddies, you're not even in the house. Right. How dare you?
Emily wrote, not even down her garden path, Rachel. Consider that bridge burned. That was written. Thankfully, this story does have a happy ending. Not for Rachel or Chris, but the poor groomsman who just wanted to live it up for a long weekend. After realizing a visa wasn't happening and they were out of some serious cash, they decided to make the best of a bad situation and take a trip anyway.
Where they go.
Quote, they offered us £150 return, so we said fuck it and went to, I always forget how to say this,
Maldives?
No, M-A-G-A, not a great, L-U-F. Magaluf.
Magaluf.
We've talked about it here before. It's like a little getaway place for people in the UK. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
To be honest, we haven't even booked a flight back. We're just drinking loads all day. Chris is the nicest person in the world. I just can't believe this happened to him.
He's so happy. He dodged the bullet.
He dodged the bullet.
Right.
He's horrible person's
out of his life. But I'm sure he's sad on some level.
I mean, he's sad because his life was, he had a plan for his life.
He
and now
loved her. It sounds like he actually loved her. Yeah. He was a good guy.
Emily then wrote, well played.
He only cheated on her twice. Well played. I mean, I don't know why we're making him such a bad guy.
But he didn't cheat when she thought he cheated.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
we'll complex. Get out of here on this.
Okay.
How old is Rachel Dorn?
32.
Wow.
32 years old.
Not even a
just
hesitation.
Straight up 32.
And that's such a good answer, too.
It's so good.
God, I'm going to say, I was going to say
31.
26. But
26.
Okay. I think she's 37.
Okay, 37. Townies, get your answers in wherever you are. Also, it's Friday. Make your weekend plans. Go see a movie.
Go see Pretty Problems wherever it is nearby you. I know.
Support films like this, so films like this keep getting made.
My show doesn't start till 10 o'clock tonight. It's a late night hang with DDK.
So go see Pretty Problems and then go see this.
Go see Pretty Problems and go see us at 10:30
in Minneapolis.
Look, we've done this
for
all
of you. You got your night planned right now.
There you go. Night planned.
Okay, what did we say?
She said 32. I said 37. You said 26.
Okay. Rachel Dorn.
Oh, God.
Is
51.
29 years old.
Right in the middle.
You share it
in the pocket. Oh, my God. What a treat. Patreon fans, we got some good Burning Man stories coming on, so you have to join the Patreon to enjoy that. Kestrel Pantera, thank you for joining us. We love you. We love you so much.
Love you guys.
Right.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
Oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Burns Avenue, a podcast network.